stick dialect. What is this? A letter? It's a star. Didn't want to use it. Sitting there. Okay. So, the other uncle was from Chaim Berlin. He had a ksuba, which I always joke around. Baruch Hashem, it didn't say Baruch Hashem. So the brother's ready to use it. So he starts filling it out. And he made a real mistake. Got the name wrong. That was a real mistake. So Nebuch, he had to use the Asiya ksuba. Nebuch, okay, even though it said Baruch Hashem. Okay. But the Rav had a custom, which I try to follow, most of you don't, that we try to fill out the whole line. Don't leave any blanks. Rav Moshe, that's as much as standard, would write a letter, and then he put it like in a check. You write 10, you write a line like this. And the Rav would like to fill out the whole line. Okay, that was his minig. I mean, it's fine. There's so many letters in the Hebrew language you can extend. No problem. Right? An aleph can be as long as you want. A beis, right? A hey, you know, a ches, a chof, a samach, hey, tzadi. You make this like reish, tough. Some letters are hard to make to extend. Everything's fine. The problem is the Osiak Suba has family names, which this one doesn't have in front of you. I don't like family names in the Ksuba because they only make problems. So everything's fine. My name is Mordechai, no problem. Man, make as long as you, no problem. Came to my last name. Vav, Yud. Lamed is a little wiggle room, but you know, not much. Yud, and there's this much space left. The guy then could be named Rabinovitz Tumim. You know, he can have some long name. You have to leave a lot of space. And the Rav wants to fill up the whole thing. So he wrote a gimel like this. My young cousin, standing right behind, says to his father, Abba, that doesn't look like a gimel.
Oh, no.
We're out of ksubis now. Luckily, the Rav's hearing wasn't so good that time, so he didn't hear him. I gave him an elbow. I said, shah. That's the ksuba that I have. Let's tell you a couple of stories. These are all stories. Anyway, let's go on to the ksuba. The Minish and the Mud and Khan, that's the hardest part of the ksuba is the place. I don't want the word Be'ir, because what if it's not a city? Everything is a city? Here is a city. Not everything is a city. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
There are parts of the world that are not in any city. A town, a village, who knows what, you know? Anyone? I'm going to a wedding. Am I going to the next wedding in Brooklyn? Be'ir Brooklyn? Is Brooklyn a city? What do you say? I'm asking, Be'ir Brooklyn's a city? No, of course not. It's a borough. But the ear doesn't mean borough. What should I write? Be'ir New York? Nah, I mean, it's right Brooklyn. So that's why I don't like the word Be'ir. I'm going to say these things. This is not the one ksuba that I would use. I'm just going to just give you. Someone gave me a ksuba which I wouldn't use. Okay.
So what's your name say?
What do I say? I use the word Masa. Masa means a place. Mem Saf Aleph. But you know, or nothing. Modern Khan. Brooklyn. Must write Brooklyn, New York. I don't think so. There may be a Brooklyn elsewhere, but everyone knows what Brooklyn is. It's not Brooklyn, we know what it is. On the other hand, I just did a wedding a few days ago in Atlantic Beach. There I wrote down New York, because Atlantic Beach probably exists in many states of the Union, and it's not such a big, that's not Brooklyn, it's a little tiny place in Long Island. So I thought you should write the name of the state. Right, you know what I'm saying? Write down, for example, I don't know, Spring Valley. There are many Spring Valleys all over the country, right? So you have to write down the name of the. If you write Riverdale, and there's a Riverdale in New York, Riverdale in New Jersey, just no one's not that much famous than the other one. So if it's not obvious, I think we have to write down the name of the state. If it's an obvious thing like Brooklyn, I forgot where I live, Bronx. I did a couple of weddings that was Masada in Marina del Rey, which despite the fact that it says in the invitation, Trog's Neck, no such animal, it's no one wants to walk to the Bronx, you understand? Write down Bronx. I don't have to write down New York. There's only one Bronx. There may be a Bronx somewhere else, but everyone knows what the Bronx, you know, Bchila. So okay, you want to write New York? So that's about it. Fine. Some of the old people say, America Tzfonis. That's old hat. That's ridiculous. North America. When people lived in Europe, they had to write this in North America. Now we're all here. Yes, sir.
Is there any standardized way to transliterate?
So I write in Yiddish. Even in Yiddish, it's hard. Writing in Yiddish is not so easy. When Gittin writes in Yiddish, Ashkenazim. So like in New York, you spell New York Nun Vav Aleph Yud Aleph Resh Kuf. New York. That's how New York is spelled. I'm going to discuss New Jersey. The way they spell Gittin in New Jersey is unbelievable. But they don't change anything in Gittin. You know what they do? New Jersey. I kid you not. Jersey, because when the Yidden came over from the boat, they didn't know how to pronounce it, or they didn't know. Or they're still writing Jersey. I write Jersey. I don't care what they did. This is the only Iksuba that I'm here to worry about what they did 100 years ago. Yeah?
Is it just intuitive?
What?
Is it mostly intuitive? Is there
no, it's not intuitive at all. They were clever on how you write things.
Can't you write these things in English?
No. We write everything in
if there's Gemara in English, then
I'm not going to apostle anything. I'm just saying, our Ksubas we write in Hebrew, and it's Aramaic, it's half and half, mostly Aramaic. I'm not going to start changing things. Okay, fine. Good. The next two words are Rabbi Shechter's addition. Anan Sahadi. Sfaradim do that. I think Eidot Mizrach do that. Ashkenazim do not say Anan Sahadi. Anan Sahadi is correct if it's a shtar. Anan, the people are talking about it. We are witnesses. But if you look at the Sfaradim, they explain, we don't want it to be like a perfect star. It says half star, half ma'aseh bezdin. So therefore, Ashkenazim do not write. Just we want to mark it up. Just to tell you what, I would not put it in beir. I would not put it on Sade. Okay, eich. That's how shah bocher. That's correct. Because the person's the first marriage. He's not a chosin. He's only a bocher. The RCA, the madrach says hachosin. Doesn't passel it, but it's wrong. Now the bocher is more correct. You give his name. And his father's name, Reuven ben Shimon. If he's a Kohen, he's a Levi, you got to put in. Amar Adab Sulta, Sara Bas Levi. Again, Kohen and Levi, as the case may be. Okay, so the man and the woman are identified by their name and their father's name. Some of the more modern, if you want to put the mother's name in, my rabbi was opposed to it. Mishpichos in the Vesalosam is a shtar, it's not a letter. And therefore, you should do it the way it's official. You put in only the father's name. Okay, it doesn't pass if you ask me the mother's name, but it's not traditional. Be my wife. Vano Eflach work Okar. Our Ksubas all have Okir with the Yud. There's a story behind this Ksuba. I'll tell you the story right now. There's a man named Dr. Richard Steiner. He was a long-time professor of Semitic languages here in the Revel Graduate School. And his oldest daughter, he lived in Riverdale for a while before he moved to Queens, under my father's block. So his daughter, Chani, was getting married to a very big Talmud Chacham, Menachem Jacob, which now is a Dayan, is an Eretz Chemda, big Talmud Chacham. And he said, all these Ksubas are wrong. I want to get my daughter's Ksuba right. I said, I'm just a plain person. He'll supply the Aramaic corrections. And I said, go to Rabbi Shechter. I didn't take this on myself. This is a very story of who knows how many years ago. Rabbi Shechter made many changes, which you're going to see here, which are not traditional. And he made the Aramaic changes. So just for example, we have the word Okir, and he changed it to supposed to be Okar. I'm not an Aramaic grammarian. Ezen v'afayas v'sichi lichi? Whoa. This is not Rabbi Shechter's nusach. Rabbi Shechter took out lichi. This is a hybrid. The word lichi makes no sense. We have it in all of our ksubas. It comes from a get, Rechman al-Islam. You say, I'm a garish you to yourself. Yisichi lichi. Doesn't make any sense. It should be either one or the other. Just letting you know. She has given you doing the polchin, the mokin, the zonin, the farsal, and the shamba kushta. You have to do with the, you're going to work and cherish and feed and support. This does not mean that we pass in ksubas daraisa. We pass in sirabonim. Why mid daraisa? You get the daraisa to get money. We all know that the ksuba is Masayim Zuz, but you ever learn Kedushin? There's two different Kesef Tzur and Kesef Medina. Eight times one the other. So we pass, can you get the higher? That's why you write that Midaraisa, but it's not really Midaraisa. Sfarim write Midarabonim. They give this, it's pennies, it's according to the Sfarim. Okay. What is it called to us? Well, you know that if Ksuba is the Raisa, and it's based on the Pesach and Chumash, you have Chamishim Shkolim. So the Pesach is found in Parshas. Mishpatim, right, by my onus, Mefata, it's 10 times Pinyin Eben, which is 5 Shkolim. Has anyone had done a Pinyin Eben recently? Anybody? No one was there to do a Pinyin Eben? It's hard, they're very uncommon. You know, the girls and other things. Yeah. It's 5 shkel. How much is it really worth, 5 shkel? I don't know. You have to get buy coins, fancy coins. I'll throw out a number. $50. That's a lot of money, but okay, $50. You buy those things, and each one's worth $10. Okay, that's not worth more than that. So, Ksuba, that's worth more than $500. That's the whole thing. $500. You fix your car, it goes $500. It's pennies. Used to be enough to support you for a whole year. Who can live on a year for $500? A year? Can you go out, can you do a week at $500? Anyway, I'm just thinking about what it says. Weiter. Utsvias. Umazonaichi, Visukusaichi, Visipukaichi, Mele, Visichi, or Kalara. There's the Sherek Susa Vanos, no Yigo, we know what that means. Utsvias, Varas, and he only have her first name, don't have her father's name. So to that, half of the day to she agreed to marry. The day in the dunya, nas mi be'avua. As a dunya means a dowry. You're acknowledging you received a dowry. You never got anything. Most people, well, it depends who you marry. I got married. The father was a machanech. There was nothing there. But I still, we started the ksuba anyway. Acknowledging you're getting a dowry. What? Kesef, zov, tachshitin, melevushim, shimushim, yarab. Which means what? Silver, gold, jewelry, clothes, furnishings, beddings. Hakol kibulav chasan adam meyaz v'kukim kesef tzaraf. Now this is a question, how much is this? What's the ratio of the zuzim to the zukukim? Anybody know? Okay, nobody knows. We'll see soon. Utsvi blank chasan adam, or some delay. Old meyaz v'kukim kesef tzaraf. Another. What's his tosefes ksuba? Hakol masayim zukukim kesef tzaraf. So now you have 100 zuzim, 200 zuzim, 200 zukukim. There's a question whether the zukukim it includes the zuzim or separate from the zuzim. We'll see the zuzim is a small percentage compared to the zukukim, but it doesn't matter that much. We have yet to decide what the zukukim is. It's a Polish coin, a German coin. We don't know what in the world it means in dollars. You know, there it's true, they write shkolim. They write shkolim. They want to be more down to earth. They write shkolim. How much shkolim? I once did a wedding for my great nephew. I was in Masada Kedushin. And there was a very chosh of a rov there, of blessed memory, by Knoll from Kfar Etzion. That's what the wedding was, Kfar Etzion. He said, did we write down shkolim? I said, how many shkolim? We write the number. I wrote down a number, I think I wrote down 100,000 shkolim. 100,000 shkolim. What's that in dollars? 30,000. 30,000? Between 25,000 and 30,000. Right? Something like that? I think that's a year's severance. So it was a severance for a year. That's what it costs to live. I told you this last time. We have a prenup in America, it's $150 a day. In Israel, it's $75 a day. So I estimated that. 100,000, he thought he should live a little more than that. Okay, that's what I wrote. 100,000 shkolim. Leave it blank there. Here, nothing's blank. Weiter. Kachama blank chasana, just his name. Oh, by the way, if he's a kohen, you have to write a kohen each time. Why each time? Otherwise, you'll think he's a Yisrael ben a kohen. How do you do that? How do you be Yisrael? A riddle. How can it be Yisrael ben a Kohen? Cholo. Obvious. Comes to a Levi. In my opinion, you don't have to write a Levi each time. Well, how could you be Yisrael ben Levi? So my kisk, so I'm a Levi. I never wrote that a Levi. Came along one of the Rabbonim, who said, made a tumult about it. No, you can have a case in which a Yisrael could be ben a Levi. He's right. A very sad case. He's a mamzer. A mom's a loser, Kedusha's Leviyah. It's a Mishnah Brewer, Nichols, Kriya's a Torah. I said, I have to worry about the Rabbi. The mom's not going to get married. What? But my youngest son, we wrote Halevi each time, even though the others didn't put it each time. I don't think it's really required. Kohen is required. Weiter. What do you say? There are three obligations. Ksub the dun, the dunya den tosef the doy, accepts upon himself and his yorshim. The spara, the aleph is only here, thanks to Dr. Steiner, the extra aleph. Our ksubas don't have the aleph. The spara, the kol shvag nixon, the tchanis kol shmai, whatever I own. the kanoi, what I own until now, which is nothing, most chasanim, to ask on the mikta, which I'm going to own. Oh, this is all. It can be a billionaire at the end of the day. It's all mortgage to the ksuba. The isnach rice, my real estate, lesnach rice, which my movables, people have nothing, but they get married, most of them. The shirt off your back is mortgaged to this obligation. You will never see this in the regular ksuba. What does it say in regular ksuba? It's a euphemism. Afterlife. Afterlife means you're dead. But okay. So Rabbi Shachter does not feel called for euphemisms. He changed it. That's one of his changes that he put in. Not Dr. Stein, it's Rabbi Shachter's change. Oh, it's a great day in a second. Every ksuba that we have says v'tosef tos, which is presumably wrong according to grammar. Every ksuba you'll see says what? This is, I think, based on Dr. Steiner's correction. This is more correct dramatically. The look of smack the of the storm. The kanina, they left at the line of the leg of the kuf, always put it in advance. If you forget it, you're going to forget it, and they have a problem with the ksuba. Renina. And many ksubas, they leave the whole thing out in concert. They leave it out. What happens if they leave it out? The worst thing is you forget to put it in. Because you have to put it in, they want to put it in after you pick up the pen. And they forget. Then they're reading the ksuba under the chuppah, and there's a bit, the most important word of ksuba is missing. What do you got to do? Simple enough, you have to rewrite the oksum. Can you rewrite the oksum? So how do you go to the yichud room in the oksum? He spoke with us a little last time. So we're making, maybe the ksuba is kosher, and you write the ksuba while they're doing it, and it's, anyway, most ksubas do not take effect till the next day. When does it take place at night? Most of this time of the year, it's all at night. It says, you got married tonight, it would say, b'shishi b'shabbos. It's not chal, you can't collect with it until a minute before Shkia, the next day, if you sell your assets the next morning, so it's not collectible. Terry says, the first day, we're relying on the Kenyan. So, in any event, the Kanina should be put in advance, if you ask me. Min, Ploni, Ben Ploni, the Mars Ploni, Spas Ploni, I'll call him at the cost of the Mephorosh, I'll be one of the cost of the McNaibe, I'll call Sharon Mekai. I was laughing about the word, we had the word, Shtore Ksubas. Someone once asked me, I was doing a wedding in California, attending a wedding. How do you pronounce the word? Shtore or Shitre? That we have in Lador Vador. Ushvachacha or Veshivchacha? What do you say? Exactly. Shivchacha Vosainu. Most will say Shtore. So when somebody asked this question in California, I said, you know, I have no problem. I'm going to go back to New York. I didn't finish the story. So Rabbi Shecht and Dr. Stein wrote a whole new text, and Rabbi Shecht was probably the Masada Kedushim, I'm guessing, and I was honored to read the Ksuba. I said, Dr. Stein, you got to show me, you got Richard, you got to give me the, I have it in my house, all the dots. Any questionable language with it, people like mistakes, he dotted it for me, I have the original. I tell you my joke about Eflach, you tell you that joke? I was at a Shalom Zocher once in Riverdale, and the grandfather was of the boy, a scholar, and one of the local rabbis walks in, and they start a joke about when he corrected him. He said, "I know afalach." And many yeshivish weddings, they say afalach. So the joke was that people think it's just a mistake. It's not a mistake. Afalach means I will work. Afalach means I'll make you work. Anyway, but this word shtores, I'll go home and I'll see how Dr. Steiner wrote shtore or shitre. I went home. Guess what? The common, one of the Talmidim made a common nusach out of it, left the word out completely. It wasn't there. For years, whenever you make new nuschos, makes text creep in. The Ur is human. For years, people were using that text, which said, it's not possible anyway, but it's important to get out. So I don't know what Dr. Steiner, I asked him, in Israel they did it this way, in Babylon they did it this way. They're both good, so. This is a text which I wouldn't use this text, but I just wanted to show you some of the highlights of how Rabbi Shechtis and Dr. Steiner's text differs from things that we do. It's all kosher, it's all good. Must make sure you fill out properly. Do you really need a ksuba b'zman hazeh? That's a big question. The whole purpose of a ksuba, the Gemara says, he shouldn't be able to just divorce her on a whim. That was true before Ibn Geshem came on the scene. Ibn Geshem said you're no longer allowed to divorce your wife against her will. So the Rambam writes, hey, wait a minute. If that's the case, the ketubah is not so important. Not so important. I think, you know, I mentioned this to you once. We talked about the case of the person, the woman who was not a psula, and she didn't want to tell the guy, and Rabbi Yoshua said the ketubah is no good. So I mentioned, you know, one of the, so, you know, you need a ketubah so much nowadays because you can't divorce a wife against her will. Especially, I said at the time, if there is a ketubah and no one knows that it's possible. You and I know it's possible, but especially the wife, she doesn't know it's possible. She doesn't know it's possible, so then she assumes she's very secure in her marriage. Rama writes over here that please. Rama says, oh, Simon Samachvav Siv Gimel. Bizman Azeb Dinas Elo Shay Megashim Balkarcha Shal Isham Isham Cherem and Negashim. Yeah? Hayaf Shal Hakal Baksiva Saksuba. Aval Eina Minik came in the Shanas. Okay, so it's been Bishim Midin Minik. Technically speaking, if the Ksuba is no good, it's not as terrible as it used to be. Nafkamina first lose the Ksuba. Get Ksuba the Irkus as quickly as you can. We'll try to discuss it if time allows. So this is the Ksuba. You have to understand to fill it out properly. I prefer, as I told you, without the family names. Those are family names, you know, it's hard to spell them. As I mentioned before, Yiddish names have to be spelled properly. All Yiddish names end with Aleph, not with either Ayin or I, not with Hey or Ayin, as they often do incorrectly. Because, you know, the Hebrew school teachers, they would make everything Hebrew. Has that with a hey? It's wrong. Rav Ada Bar Ava. That's the way you remember it. Rav Ada Bar Ava. Remember from the Mishnah's Bavli. Ada with an aleph and ava, which is the Hebrew word, is with a hey. But how do you? There's no dots. How do you vowelize the names? You say, well, don't do it. But in Yiddish, you do it. If you have an air, it's with an ayin. All segals are ayins. Ayin means that's how they, you know. So you have an S sound in the Yiddish name, you'd put it on a Mendel. So you put Mendel, you wouldn't write Mem Nun, you typically write that Mem Ayin Nun. Some still leave out the Ayin, but the Pasha should be with an Ayin. Okay, that's pretty easy. Or sounds are Aleph. New York, Yud Aleph Reshkuf. Okay. A sounds, technically speak nothing. You're nothing, it's an A sound. But in many cases, you put an Aleph in anyway, because otherwise it's ridiculous. Doesn't look right. Fine. Now there are three others. O is a vav, okay. But there's E, A, and I. Correct? Three different vowels? E, A, I. How you do it? So E is a yud, obviously. I is two yuds. Right? Two yuds. What about A? So the Yiddishists spelled A with two yuds. Litvaks, you know, who want to be technical, spelled it with one yud. This happened at my wedding. My Rebbe changed my wife's name. Her name is Fega. So of course, she already knew to spell it with an aleph, because she comes from a very distinguished family. But as they did in Yiddish, she spelled it with two yuds. Fe, yud, yud, gimel, aleph. I said, You have done fe, yud, gimel, aleph. So my father said, What's this? But you know, the Rav said, this is how I spelled. And that's it, done. Well, you should spell things the way they're properly done. Not the way people want you to spell them. As a general rule, this is what should be done. They'll spell Aaron with a Vav, you spell without a Vav. You look in Chumash, it's without a Vav.
Yaakov
without a Vav. You don't spell in Israel, spell with a Vav. Yaakov, I can understand. There are five places where Yaakov spelled with a Vav. Aaron, not a one. If they say the Baal Shem Tov Sefer, someone had an Aaron with a Vav in one place, but probably not true. But
Chaser,
nothing's passing a Sefer Torah, passing a Ksuba, saying how it should be done, Lechatchil. 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 Fine.
What about last names? How do you know if the last name is considered a Yiddish last name or not?
I leave out last names. A last name is clearly, almost always our names are Yiddish last names. Goldstein. If you want to write Goldstein, if you ask me, you have to write that in Yiddish. Goldstein. Gimel Aleph. Not Gimel Vav, the way they spell it in Eretz Yisrael. It's complicated. And what do you do in a case with someone, a woman in a second marriage? What's a mishpach? Is it her first married name or her maiden name? What do you do if someone is adopted? Problems alone. So you don't know if you want to put down the father's name, which is a problem. Maybe you can put it in a stepfather. They put it on a gadlo. But what with the family name? It gets very complicated. I think it gets complicated. Rav Moshe himself, despite the fact that he said to put in the family names, didn't do it in real life. I was at many weddings. He just didn't do it. The biggest tumult with Ksubis is the date. I mean, the date. Date should be obvious. The date. Right? I did a wedding on this past Sunday. It was called for 4 o'clock. So, what date do you write? 4 o'clock, the sun sets at 4:30. Not a chance. So what do you write? Monday's day, right? Because Sunday night is already Monday. B'sheni b'Shabbos, whatever the days it was. And whatever it was, you figure it out, whatever it was. Okay? Good. But what happens if you're in the summertime, and the wedding's called for 6:30, chuppah's called for 7:30, and the sun sets at 8:15. Then what do you do? Can you write fill the ksuba at 7:30 and then until he puts the ring on the fingers, it'll be 8 o'clock? Is that a problem with mukta? The whole world shakel Moshe k'neged kol Yisrael. Whole world said it's okay. Rav Moshe says no. Actually, I found people who support Rav Moshe too. Why is it no problem? Because what do you mean? He's mekabel kinyan. As long as the Kanina, the Kabbalah's Kanina is before Shkia, there's no problem. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're in a big rush. They write fill out the Ksuba, and they don't make Kabbalah until under the Chuppah. Oh, I was once at a wedding, Rav Nosson Svi, Zechatzal Gevorah Zechatzal Kedushin, a nephew of mine. He was rushing to make sure that the Ksuba was already filled out already, that they make Kabbalah Kanina on that date. Otherwise, it's Mamash Mukta. But for us, we fill out the Ksuba technically in America usually before the Chosin's Tish. So who cares when they get married? Get married, it doesn't matter. Right now, he's Kabbalah Kinyan from right now. So Rav Moshe had Kabbalah's Kinyan. It's a bluff. It's a bluff. They're not married yet. Yeah, but that was always the minute. No, he says. In the time of the Gemara, there was Eris which preceded the Nisuin. So they already had a status of Balvi Ishto, so you could have Kabbalah Kinyan to be Mekabalas, all the various Chiyuv, Mevzi, all Arusa and Luxuba, to be Mekabal Kinyan. But here, it's not an Arusa, they're still single, they can walk away from each other. So that's it's null and void. So therefore, you have to make sure it's the same day. I have a tiny against Rav Moshe. If Rav Moshe is right, Rav Bosai, every Kabbalah's Kinyan and every Ksuba is nothing more than a photo op. Why? It's Batel Mevutel. Why is Batel Mevutel? Because you know, if you learn a little bit of Choshen Mishpat, you know that Kinyan Chalipin is something called Kolsa Kinyano. When I give the pen, the pen goes back, so that it's what's called Kolsa Kinyano, that can't work for later on. So typically speaking, the Choshen doesn't hold on to the pen or the handkerchief or the watch or the whatever you give him, the cell phone, whatever you give him, he doesn't hold on to it until afterwards. He gives it back to the rabbi, who's representing the woman. So it's bottle of the all the photo out. But okay, so let it be a photo out. That's after Rav Moshe writes, and it's true. Most possible hold for Rav Moshe. It's less of a problem in terms of these chuppahs around Ben Hashmoshes. I think we can be making on this shiloh as well. Okay, so far so good? Yes, sir.
When one wants to do the kinyan to avoid the issues of Ben Hashmoshes, is there an additional kinyan that's done to the regular one that would be done otherwise?
No. What I did, I waited till after Shkia. And I filled out the ksuba after Shkia. Once it's after Shkia, it's already Ben Hashmoshes. So you have to write the next. Can't write the early day. You booked them. You write the next day. So that's what you do. Once in a while, they go to the bedekin just before the Shkia. So what I try to do in those cases is to be choshes for Rav Moshe, and I wait. I go to bedekin. I learned you can go to bedekin without a signed ksuba, which would know what to happen. My son Rafal. He got married. He says he wanted Rabbi Yudin Shlita to sign his ksuba. or Lamed Vav Tzadik. But he was late. He said, I don't care. I can't have it. Okay, fine. We went to the Badek, the Ksuba was unsigned, and the Rabbi Yudin came in, and he signed the Ksuba in a private room. No problem. That's what I do. If it's around Shkia time, you can go to the Badek, and then just sign the Ksuba a little 10 minutes later after Shkia for the next day. It's better that way. Yeah? No, no. I told you, okay, Rabbi Yudin signed later on. So, if you do it close to Shkia, you don't sign until later on, until after the Shkia. I have to go to Badekin. From Badekin until the Chuppah, I told you it takes a half an hour. It's forever. It's a pitless man. You go, and then the rabbi will show up before you start the Chuppah. Yes, sir?
Is there any reason not to pre-fill out the Ksuba prior to the wedding?
I fill out my Ksuba long before the wedding. I try to do it in the Beis Medrash, when the Chassan brings it to me, or in my house. And I meet the Chassan Kala. Filling out ksubas at a wedding, there's a shor mazik everywhere. One soda can spill over it. The ksuba I filled out this past Sunday was wet. It was wet. It was one of the rare cases where I didn't fill it out before. They didn't give it to me before. So I filled it out on the spot. And when I filled it out, I made a crib sheet. I said, I have the crib sheet in my pocket. I can pass it to you. Because you don't want to. So now I was gone, you make a mistake, who cares? You have to have a crib sheet. I had no crib sheet, and I made a mistake. And I had to go find another ksuba. I didn't have one that time. It was very bad. This is my crib sheet. Every time there's a blank in the ksuba, I write that on my piece of paper what I'm going to put in. And I just copy from the piece of paper. Much less likely to make a mistake in that fashion. Let's see if I can find it. Here it is. I'll pass it around. This is what I used this past Sunday. It says, you'll see the B'sheni B'Shabbos. It starts because it was after dark. Right? I filled it out. I wrote it before Shkia. I got there at 4 o'clock. I wrote it right away, but the Eidim didn't sign it until after the Shkia. No problem. 4 o'clock wedding at 4:30 Shkia. No. You have to be an on time. I tell people, you tell me when you want to go to Badek, and I'll be ready for you. 4 o'clock with Mincha, with everything, with the break of the plate. But it took 5. I was ready 10 to 5. But they said 5 o'clock? Okay, we goofed off for 10 minutes. I went around that. On the dot at 5 o'clock, we went to Badek. Believe me, we did not start the chuppah until 5:30. That's what happened. It was in the sands. Till you go, till you come, till you... It takes, that's what it takes. Yeah?
If we pre-fill it out, the only things we need to keep open are the witnessing signatures and then the Vekanina?
Put the Vekanina before.
Okay.
I was going to forget it. And you forget it, you're going to smudge it, you're going to forget it.
So just the signature.
Do the whole thing before, just the signature.
The Vekanina is supposed to coincide with Kabbalah's Kenyan, right?
Well, we do have a Kabbalah's Kenyan, but... You're not required to wait until that time to write the kanino or to put in that kufa of the kanino, the leg, which I have over this one. Put the whole thing in advance. That's what I think.
Doesn't start a problem
for a little time. No. The date is the date that's going to actually happen. Okay. If it's going to be calligraphized ksuba, watch out. Calligraphers make many mistakes. You got to see it in advance. You got to see it in advance to make sure you get it right. You can't even predict the kinds of mistakes that sometimes people make. Okay? There's one truth, and there are many things that are not true. Okay, time is running short. There's a few hours on the ksuba, as much as time allows. Okay. Yeah. Time for this. There's really not enough time to discuss these things properly. But okay. What's the shiur ksuba? He tells you how much it is. What is it? So, this, as far as what the zkukim are concerned, it doesn't say anywhere in Shas Beferish what it is, what the zkukim are. Rav Moshe goes to Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Afal Pi. It says that basically it's 100 pounds of silver. What's that? How much is that? It's a lot of money. A lot of money. I may have misspoken. Let me just get you the exact amount. Give me a second. Hold on a second, please. Here we go. He writes in Tshuvas, Chelek Dalet Simet Sariyav. Number one, they asked him how much to ksuba. It doesn't matter. Because now there's all a matter of negotiations. And she's mochel the ksuba typically at every it's part of the seder we get to be mochel the ksuba. I once had a case she wasn't mochel the ksuba, and I wanted to collect a lot of money. I wanted to collect the year's severance. Because that's how Peshara Corp was. Peshara's equity. They told me you can't do that. You can't get the most of Mechavel of Araya, the smallest amount. The smallest amount. But Moshe writes, it's 100 pounds. Okay? So, what does that mean? Let's assume Pinyon Aben is approximately 100 grams. If Moshe writes, eccentric Suba, according to that, would be 4,500, 300 grams, because a pound is 453 grams. So when I wrote this, Pinyon Aben is about $50. 200 zuz is $500. And 100 pounds is about $23,000, which is about the same what it is right now, according to Rav Moshe. Chazon Ish has a bigger share. It's 57,600 grams. So that's that much more than Rav Moshe. It's a ratio of 45 to 57. Figure out. It's $30,000, maybe a little bit more. And then they have Reb Chaim Noah says it's only, how's it come out? According to Reb Moshe's shear is 45 times the Mosayim Zuz, and Reb Chazon Ish is about 50 times. Reb Chaim Noah says it's only four times 200 Zuz. Four, based upon the Drisha. But the book called Midas Ashura Torah, the Drisha backed out. It's 16 times, not four times. Okay, and if you look in the other Sfarim, it says that in Poland it was 20 times Masayim Zuz. Depends if you count the weight, you count, etc. I say look at Nachal Shiva. So it comes out, according to us, it should be about $10,000. The Drisha has about $2,000. After he backed out, it would be $16,000. Chazon Ish, $30,000, or at least $25,000. Because those are the numbers that we bandy around for the ksuba, but it should be. That's what it's worth. Something along those lines. Okay?
Reb Chaim Noah was five or four?
Four. But that's it. Whatever. Okay, fine. So Reb Chaim Noah, you're going to understand very much. It's the whole ksuba is worth $2,000. That's it. Four times 500 is 2,000. Can't get too far with that, but okay. Usually that's not the Gale Maisa. So that's why you don't have to talk about it too much. Okay, fine. Good. The shimut of the ksuba is very important. And the question becomes, do you need a shimut nechasim or not? It's not so clear. They used to originally collect from Bnei Chori, the Gemara says. The Takon HaShivim Ben Shetach. This is relevant, I told you, because the Chora, the Shivim Nechasim, not Chal till the Shkia after the Ksuba sign. You can't collect until that time. You can't collect. So, we assume that it's okay, at least for the first day. They say the Ksuba Nechasim proves that it's not considered a Bias Nus. If you have no Ksuba, it's Bias Nus. Even there's no Shibud Chosim, how do you know? Ksubah has no Achrayas, Kovim Bnei Chorin, Kodim Rav Meir. Rav Meir himself holds his discretion of Bilas Nus. Can't imagine an Isser. They quote this, because my name, no one collects Mishibud anymore. Anyway, there's no coal. There being many Rayas that it's not Nami Yaakov, Shibud Chosim. Came back to this man, now, there's a Rivosh who says if you write for a Meshudechas Aksuba and you back out before the Erisin, you don't get either Kuf or Resh, nothing. What do you see? There's Chal. And the Tosefta is also Chal if you ultimately marry her. That's where Moshe's Kasha. He's Doche, should have said it, da 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 da. The kids of the Rivash is Pashup Shad against Rav Moshe. The Shulta Giborim, in my opinion, is like Rav Moshe. If a person wrote a ksuba before a day or two before the wedding, Don't say to Shtachal Mukta. Shari Iker Aksuba Royal is Chayav Zeh Mina Erusin. Get an impression that before Erusin doesn't work. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying that Kesher Shiduchin today, like the Kesher Kiddushin Bismana. Wow. Especially with this Tanoim. Wow. 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 Amazing. That's helpful for what we spoke about last week, about 2 weeks ago, about the prenups. They want to say that the Mechila is no good. You have to have to erisin. Some posts can say, like Rabbi Yashiv in this context, no, as long as there's a shidduch, shidduchim for us is like erusin for them. Not the rabbi who translates erusin as engagement. I told you about it, chas v'shom. Yeah.
How much of all this do you explain to the chasen under the chuppah?
I explained to him before, when I meet with the chasen kal, I tell them what it is, and I read the ksuba together with the chasen and the kal, not the kal, the chasen and the edim, and I read the ksuba together. Edim is signing with him. What are you signing? What are you signing? The Ramah is cool as we all know what it says. As we all know what it says. You want to know what it says. He should know and they should know. So we read the Ksuba together. Now, I'm dealing usually with Talmid Chachamim, who know what it means, and the Re'edim are supposed to know what it means.
Right, but if you have, sometimes you can have a wedding, but like Mamash.
They don't know anything, yeah.
So you should explain.
Give them a book in advance. Give them Arya Kaplan's Made in Heaven. It's the best book. It tells you everything in English. Even has a Ksuba in English. Everything's in English. It's very good. Very good. In any event, we have a minhag that we rely on the kinyan in front of the Eidim L'shah. Now what about Mechzik Hashikra? Right? Why aren't you doing it on the Chuppah like in Eretz Yisrael? You're making mistakes under the Chuppah. Or they don't want to make separate the kinyan from the Chasima. Whatever it may be. That's our minhag. And apparently there's a place which is called in Kiddush Afnun. Asrei David Kasve Vehadir Mekache. They wrote the Ksuba before the Kiddush, not the Nisun. Pashas against Rav Moshe. Now what about Muktam? Either the I said, because the Shiva Nechasim is Chal before the Kiddush, or is a Kol. This is already found in classical Svarim. Now, there's someone who says exactly the reverse. The Mishpat Ksuba says in some places, they start the Ksuba Dafka by day, and get married Dafka by night. Dafka. Rav Moshe and his apostle, they Dafka did it that way. Why? They wanted the Shiva Nechaz to be Chal before they got married. Otherwise, if they get married at night, they write Ksuba rites at night, there's a beer smitzvah that night, there's no kosher Ksuba, because it can't go over the Chosim till the next day at Shkia. How do you like that? There's a Rashba who says, as long as they think the husband and wife is a good Ksuba, there's no debilas nus. She has no Ksuba, because not Kalbein the Matziah. Rebbechonin has that in Chovat Shurim as well. Nonetheless, if Ksuba is lost, should still write a Ksuba to Irchasa, as the Ramo writes, Lefisha, you rely upon the Kinyan Sudar, and if the night of the wedding is only Lefisha, and once had a case, it's okay. Maisa Shoya. In the olden days, I was still very young, and Reb David Lifshitz, as a Chavon of the Racha, asked me, don't fill in the Kanina till afterwards. Do me a favor. Because that's how they had it in Europe, I guess. So I, as much against my better judgment, I followed Rav David. And guess what? You got it. I forgot to write the Kanina. Luckily, I always give the Ksuba to someone who's going to read the Ksuba. He discovered it right then and there. I quickly wrote a new Ksuba. Well, there's half an hour between the Badek and the Ksuba. I wrote another Ksuba. So now I had two Ksubas. The Ksuba, which was without the Vikanina, yeah, which was already signed. And then the Ksuba, which I wrote again, they called me up at 2 in the morning, they lost the Ksuba. He wants to, she would tell herself, she lost the Ksuba. Lost the Ksuba. I was made killed for two reasons. One, they had the first Ksuba. Shu didn't say Vikanina. So many poskim say, come on, it's obvious what Vikanina is. Even the words, even though the main word is missing, it's good anyway. V'oraya, there's some Rabbanim I've seen, Chosh Rabbanim, very Chosh Rabbanim, Rosh Yeshiva, Sechman al-Racha, they had the same problem that we had. I remember one wedding, they were reading the Ksuba, got to Rebbe Chanina, and there's a pause. I knew what happened. They forgot to put it in. The Rebbe Shech Toshita was a Messiah Kedushin. He said, "Can I write a Nuksuba?" But we danced the Chosn Kal down to the Yichud room, and they wanted, "Can we go into Yichud Nachis?" Shech Toshita the Nuksuba. That was Mekel for the Yichud. That's just Yichud. In this case, there's a question of Bia. Can we Mekel there too? And the Nuksuba didn't have the word of Chanina at all. Another rabbi, he saw their mistake. Do it now. They ain't even signed already. Put in $10 million now. But I don't know, he thought it was okay. So, in any event, I was making a two. Number one, all of our servers don't work for the first day because the Shimon Nechazim not for later on. And number two, they had a. I learned my lesson after I stopped listening to Rav David, then I put it all in advance. So you have to start by saying, though. Well, another case I did in the old days, it smudged. Because they gave me a fancy pen to write. It was written in a fancy pen. It smudged. I wasn't happy with that. Just doing it all in advance, it's much, 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 much better. Much, much better to do it that way, if you ask me. Okay. Just catching my breath. Say there's so much to talk about. Let me ask if you have any questions before I go and proceed. 2 minutes that I have remaining. No questions? Nothing? Okay. I think that the best way to train to fill out a ksuba.
What did Rabbi say about what was the sheet of the Ribashi he spoke
Ribashi
about?
Is against Rav Moshe Reb Shuta. I didn't want to tell you, go into the details. Pashas against Rav Moshe. Pashas. Now, what's important, I guess the most important thing about a ksuba, is to know how to fill it out properly. The people I see who make mistakes in filling out ksubas, once a Rebbe actually from here, I made a big mistake, he didn't write Hakoyen each time for the chosm. I said nothing. Even though post can say it, it gives an impression that the boy is not a kohen, only his father was a kohen. The rule is, if you're not in charge, say nothing. So the only time I ever correct anybody, I think, was when this guy said that Aris in his engagement. He's going to say that same mistake every single time. I felt I had to correct him quietly when no one was listening. I've had situations where corrections are made again quietly. Ksuba was no good. The wrong date. The wrong date. I once read a ksuba under the chuppah. It was the wrong date. I said nothing. I wasn't in charge. Someone else picked it up and they wrote another ksuba. But these things, to err is human. Human beings make mistakes. No matter how much experience I've made mistakes, I once was copying, again, make mistakes when you fill it out at the tish. Because here's the problem. I wrote the Tanoim first. So the Tanoim, you write on the, it's, I didn't bring a Tanoim with me, it's the two fathers that are signing. So you put the father's names in first. So I wrote on Reuven, Ben Shimon, Ahomen, Ben Tzad, Beno, Achos, and Levi. Okay? When I was copying to write the Ksuba right afterwards, I said Reuven, Ben Shimon. So I wrote down the father's name, Shimon. But the father's name was Levi. Excuse me. I wrote down Shimon. It's Reuven ben Shimon. So I wrote down Levi ben Shimon. But it's really Levi ben Reuven. You got it? I just was coming off the Tanoim. So I made a mistake. So I had to get another ksuba. Someone say leave at Levi, put in Levi Cohen. If you don't ask in advance, sometimes there are some women who do not realize that their father is a Cohen or Levi. It sounds crazy to us. They don't go to shul. They don't know. Especially Levi. I had a case like that. I asked Ricardo Levi, no. And turned out, it would be yes. I had to read the ksuba. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So Rebbe mentioned at the beginning of Shir that this ksuba that we have has some modifications. When we are the Sadrakishin in the future, which version should we be using?
In my humble opinion, use a regular, old-fashioned Nachlas Shiva ksuba. That's what you should use. They call it Rav Moshe Ksuba, they call it Nachas Shiva Ksuba. That's the classic Ksuba that's been used for hundreds of years.
Is there a place where one can access that?
Yeah, you can probably get it online, probably. You probably get it in any Judaica store has it. Either for a Nachla Shiva or a Moshe Feinstein. Those are the two golden names to ask for, and you should be able to get it, no problem. Yeah?
Just a general question. If there was a mistake in the Ksuba, yet there is Gemira's Das between the Chosan and the Kala,
right.
Is that Machshe the Ksuba, or
no, if you write a Ksuba, you get it right.
I understand.
Okay. But the Evid, most things are not going to be proud. Most things, yeah.
Just asking, it doesn't mean say it until not correcting. In the case you're up and you hear something and you think it's sort of possible, you wouldn't even go over to the Masada condition.
If I thought it was possible, Mamish, I would take care of it. Either I take care of it myself, Masada doesn't even know about it, at the Nekvodo, or if that's impossible, you tell them, I think this should be corrected. Yes, sir?
Either of these two tubes, the Nachla Shiva or the
Rav Moshe?
Moshe have Guru Shakti's emanations?
No, of course not.
And
they don't have last names either.
Yeah. And Rav Shakti's Ksuba is available.
This is Rav Shakti with a few things that are not Rav Shakti's. I don't know, it's a hybrid.
And it's available.
Yeah, it's all online. Why you tore things, right? Penn put up a whole bunch of Ksubas. Almost every possibility is online.
It's the RCA. I've seen the RCA.
RCA Ksuba is more or less the Nachla Shiva. Okay. The first thing they had, Ek Shah Chos, instead of Ek Shah Bochum. I don't think. I think except for that, I think it's all straight. I'm pretty sure. That's not a. It's not a fatal error. It's not. Oh, it used to be done. Okay. Rabbi Sai, I gave you a bracha. You should become someone about whom it can be said, Yesh Esek Kiddushin, and that way you will not make any. Become. You should have Esek Imoin. You should be a Baki Retiv Kiddushin. You should have Esek Imoin. You should marry off many one of the Chassanim and Kalas, and you should have. Only on Slach and Brach and everything that you do.
My daughter's wedding was in the atrium. It was about 100 feet from the Muncie border.
It is.